producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Welcome. Unfortunately, Robert is not with us. He's in Nashville at the Truth About Cancer Awards Gala, but I do have Cheryl Chumley with us, one of our regulars, and we're going to start right off the bat talking about this horrific event in San Bernardino, the terrorist event that caused lost the life of 14 people who were murdered by these ruthless barbarians. And it seems that presently the president is not willing to admit, Cheryl, that this is an act of terrorism. He said it could be. And the FBI is not saying that it is an act of terrorism. How could it not be an act of terrorism when two people armed to the hilt go in and murder 14 people, apparently at random, innocent people? I don't see how you can describe it as anything but terrorism.
I agree. And once again, we have the president who fails to identify the actual enemy. You know, we have some indications from law enforcement telling various media outlets that Farouk in particular had been radicalized by jihadists, not just in his local L.A. area community, but also with contacts overseas. So it hasn't been decidedly painted as a terrorist act of radical Islamism yet, but even if it had been, Obama would still be coming out and saying, well, we don't really know yet at this point. It could be workplace violence. And as you rightly point out, how can you at least not call it terrorism? You know, these people wore armor. They plotted this and planned it. They had a rental car as a getaway vehicle. They had IEDs and makeshift pipe bombs, at least a dozen of them found. They had robotic devices that were set to detonate, and they were armed to the teeth. This wasn't just an act of passion. It wasn't a murder out of, you know, just a sudden impulse or anything. It was a well-plotted act of terror, as you rightly label, and it would be nice if the president could at least call half of it right.
And this is something that required a lot of sophistication. I mean, obviously these people had to be trained in making these bombs and using all the weapons that they had, gathering weapons from various sources. They had to have complicit parties making it possible for them to get the materials. They also appear to have had a rather quick relationship in that he goes overseas a couple of years ago and had an online relationship, carried on some sort of interaction with people overseas and with people who have been said to have been identified as individuals associated with terror. And we know from relationships in the Middle East in Islamic communities that dating is impermissible. People are not allowed to touch one another, to associate with one another before parents ordinarily make arrangements for a relationship. If that were true here, his so-called wife is from Saudi Arabia, it may well have been that this whole thing is much deeper and more extensive with familial understanding of what's going on than is being led on to date. At least that should be the subject matter of intense inquiry, probably will be. But the notion that this is somehow separated from terrorism and is maybe just workplace violence appears to me to be just fantasy land. It's absurd. They're obviously terrorists. They're obviously inspired to be jihadists and intended on killing as many people as they possibly could. And they've left behind an individual that is said to be the daughter of the mother, and was left with the mother-in-law. That also raises questions immediately about what extent the mother-in-law may have been complicit or had knowledge of what was going on and did not inform the authorities. So there's a lot here that needs to be done. And I think when the President of the United States refuses to state this is an act of terror and that we will investigate and find all who are complicit in this act of terror, we lose precious time and send out the wrong signal to a whole host of people in the public sector who would immediately engage if the President were to say this is clearly an act of terror and we need to identify every individual who is connected with it.
Well, I agree with you, Jonathan, and I'm going to go even a step farther than that. I think it's harmful that the president won't entertain the possibility of radical Islamism to a greater degree than he is. He came out and said, we don't know if this is terrorism. This could be it could be terrorism. It could be an act of workplace violence. But he still didn't raise the all red flag of radical jihadists. And, you know, if you look at the signs, first and foremost, these two are Muslims. He at least was a devout Muslim. There was a family member that came out and made several statements to the press talking about how he was very devout in his religion. You had people at his workplace talk about how he would pray regularly. He would leave and he would go pray and then come back to work. You had neighbors in the area of this mother's home where the 6-month-old baby was dropped off and left so they could go commit their murderous crimes. You had neighbors who over the past few weeks had seen many Muslim or Middle Eastern looking men visit the home and then leave. And, you know, that was a sudden development. You know, it was as if they had lived there for a while and all of a sudden all these Middle Easterners started visiting the home the last few weeks and then they left. So, you know, you combine that with just common sense of how radical Islamism is carried out and how these acts of terrorism are perpetrated on American citizens. And it just defies logic that the president has to even raise so many doubts. You know, it makes the people who automatically think of radical Islamism think that they're wrong for thinking that.
One of the people who I've spoken with repeatedly about this type of issue is himself from Iraq and lived there his entire life, worked in the green zone with the Americans, and then later when after Saddam Hussein left and after the Americans left, he left as well, became an American citizen. He's explained to me that in the Middle East, in strict Islamic families, there is no dating, that they have these arranged marriages, and that the families are heavily involved in the affairs of their children. There's a very close-knit group. Here they're saying the same thing initially, that the family was very close-knit, and that, you know, remarkably, they're apparently completely unaware of the fact that these people are terrorists. Now, I wouldn't take that at face value. I would dig deeper here. He also said to me something that's interesting about the war on terror. He said that until we recognize that individuals are being paid, that is, family members are frequently paid in exchange for having their children become terrorists, and until we recognize that this is a complicit family enterprise in many instances and act against entire families instead of individuals, we are not going to see an end to this, because it's an enterprise where poverty-stricken people are all too willing, if they have radical Islamic tendencies, to offer up their own family members as terrorists for suicide bombing or other terrorist events in exchange for recompense if they commit an act of participate in the acts of terror. So there's a lot more here to this whole notion than what Obama appears to be willing to recognize. He instead would prefer to view this as a simple policing endeavor, when in fact this is truly a all-out war on their part against the West. Until we recognize, until we have a declaration of war against them from Congress and put ourselves on a war footing and go after them 100%, and use greatly expand special forces and have raids be a normal thing day in, day out, I don't think that we're going to be able to have a reasonable prospect of seeing an end to this. But, you know, they're talking about this, Cheryl, as the new normal, that we should somehow get used to the idea that these types of events will happen in America, as if we should be conditioned to accepting it and working against it after the fact, rather than interdicting it and eliminating it from our society.
Well, I would have to say under Obama that, you know, those are words of caution that Americans should take to heart, because under Obama, the strategy is not going to change. Obama, after all these years, is not going to come out and do a sudden 180 and declare, a return fire on radical Islamism. He's just not going to do it. So in my mind, that just means every time he comes out and he makes a public statement, which is being watched by our overseas allies and enemies, he's just emboldening terrorists to come strike at America, because our commander-in-chief won't even name the enemy, won't even name radical Islamism as the enemy. So, you know, what conclusion can you make except more of the same is going to continue to happen under Obama? Our big hope, aside from God, of course, is a new president that is going to come in with a clearer vision of what the true enemy of America is.
Well, in addition to his refusal to recognize who the enemy actually is and to put the nation on the proper footing to attack the enemy, Obama has taken a number of steps to reduce the ability of local law enforcement to deal with terror. So what do you think of those changes in policy? Well, I can't ask you that question because we've got a break, but we'll get that question answered by Cheryl as soon as we come back. We'll be back shortly.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gel, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, we're back here. We're not Robert, but Robert is in Nashville at the Truth About Cancer Awards Gala, and so can't be with us tonight. But I have the good fortune of being here with Cheryl Chumley, and we're talking about this horrific event in Bernardino, California, terrorist event thus far the president is not willing to directly state is a terrorist event, and the FBI is even not willing to call it a terrorist event. Of course it is a terrorist event. The question is to what extent there may be foreign influence here. And it appears that this person is a radicalized, that these two people, Farouk and Malik, were radicalized and were intent on performing an act of jihad here in Bernardino, California. So one of the questions that arises is whether the Obama administration has taken a prudent step by limiting the force that is available to local police, trying to limit the force of available local police in light of the fact that these acts of terror can occur anywhere, anytime in the United States. Indeed, some people have been referring to what happened in Bernardino, California as the new normal for the United States. Gee, I wouldn't want to take that position myself. I'd rather fight vigorously all over the world and destroy terrorism wherever it raised its ugly head and eliminate any possibility for it to take a permanent root. We know it's here. We know it can happen anywhere. We know that there is a distinct possibility that these events will continue to happen, but that doesn't have to be the way it is, and I really wouldn't want it to be accepted as the new normal. So, Cheryl, what are the pros and cons associated with the Obama administration's policy that they're pushing to reduce the amount of weapon systems available to local law enforcement?
Right, and when you say weapon systems, we're talking specifically what bothers most people is the militarized gear that police departments around the nation get for free mostly from the Pentagon's 1033 program. And, you know, seeing armored tanks roll down your local neighborhood is a little bit alarming. And seeing a lot of those tanks or, you know, MRAPs and so forth being used for police training in your own backyard is alarming. And on the other side, though, you're seeing acts of terror or the threat of acts of terror taking place in the United States based on what's going on around the world, too, as a huge red flag. And now here comes Obama. Based on Ferguson, St. Louis, when the chaos in the streets because of the black teen who was shot and killed by the white police officer, who was later learned did not do anything wrong, not the teen, the officer didn't break any laws by shooting and killing him. It still caused all that Black Lives Matter type chaos. And out of that, Obama now is implementing what he wanted to do a year ago and reduce what local law enforcement has in terms of militarized equipment. The timing seems bad for that right now, but I'm leery of criticizing any reduction in militarized equipment for police. And the reasons being because it just reeks too much of what Rahm Emanuel puts out, that don't let any chaotic situation go to waste. Jump on it so you could advance a policy and an agenda. And I do not favor police having militarized gear in general to do civilian-type law enforcement. And I see around the nation that a lot of these police departments around the nation the last few years have been abusing their militarized gear, using it for things like busting through homes for marijuana dealers. People have been killed. People have been injured. And usually what happens is nothing to the law enforcement involved.
Well, one of the things that I think this demonstrates yet again is that if concealed carry were the common situation in San Bernardino, California, among these people who are in this facility, I think we would have seen this terrorist event cut short with fewer lost lives. And yet the President of the United States and Hillary Clinton are out campaigning for more gun control and limiting access to people to arms, as if the presence of arms by those who need to protect themselves is somehow a way that increases the risk of terror. Utter nonsense as far as I'm concerned. Well, Cheryl, here we are at another end of this segment, and I greatly appreciate you being on the show. We'll be back after the break with Norm Singleton.
I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bear Carroll.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, not Robert, but Jonathan. Robert is at the in Nashville at the Truth About Cancer Awards Gala. We wish he were here, but he's there, and I'm sure they're happy he's there and not here tonight, at least. But we have with us Storm Singleton, and we have an announcement to make for which I think everybody listening to the program who's benefited from Norm's wisdom over the years would appreciate. Norm is now no longer the Vice President for Policy at the Campaign for Liberty, but is instead the president of the Campaign for Liberty. So congratulations, Norm, and that is truly extraordinary. We're grateful. We're grateful to have you with us. And just, you know, I'm saluting you right now, Norm. You can't see it, but I'm doing it.
Thank you very much, Jonathan, and thank you for all of your help, both with the work of Steve Farrell and before that, working with you when I was in Dr. Paul's congressional office, and all that you've done for liberty over the years and continue to do.
Well, I'm very grateful for that compliment indeed, Norm, coming from you. And I should say to people that there are precious few individuals who have a completely consistent ideological viewpoint and don't deviate from that viewpoint, regardless of circumstances that would, you know, make a lot of other people change. We've seen corruption elsewhere, but I can say unequivocally that neither Norm nor his boss, Ron Paul, have ever bent to these untoward elements. And so it's been a true honor working with you, Norm, over the years, and I've always admired you, your integrity and your commitment to principle. It's just unparalleled, and so is Ron Paul. So I salute you both, but I'm very, very pleased to see that my good friend Norm is the president of the Campaign for Liberty, and that's a smart move all the way around. It's good for the Campaign for Liberty, unquestionably. It's good for the nation, and it's good for us, too. I'm just very proud of you, Norm. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much. It means a lot.
Now, as we turn, Norm, to this horrific situation in San Bernardino, one of the things that is most disturbing is this proclivity on the part of the president and Hillary Clinton, to immediately jump on the bandwagon of gun control, trying to somehow argue, I don't know how the logic goes here, but to somehow argue that these people who committed a gross act of murder, mayhem, terrorism, would have been somehow dissuaded or encumbered if they had to go through a lawful process that would restrict their ability to gain access to these weapons. Without question, I mean, they made all these IEDs in their place. Those are illegal explosive devices intended for use in commission of a crime. They would have used anything that was available to them to create the greatest havoc, whether they were had difficulty 1 month in getting a gun or not, they'd get one. It's not like getting illegal guns is somehow difficult. And yet the administration and Hillary Clinton are saying, well, this just goes to show you we really do need gun control in this country. What's your take on this, Norm?
Well, I think that, as we were talking about during the break, California is a state with very strict gun control laws already. And yet these shootings happened there. The last shooting we saw in Colorado in Planned Parenthood, there didn't seem to be it was a place that there wasn't a lot of armed citizens there who were able to defend themselves. Nobody ever asked themselves, why do these shootings rarely happen in Texas? The one mass shooting incident that happened in Texas was the tragedy at Fort Hood, and that is one of the few places, because it's a military base, and ironically, military bases, people are not allowed to carry openly or concealed carry firearms. So that was one of the few places in Texas that gun control is exercised where there was a shooting. The other one, of course, was the Pamela Geller Draw Muhammad contest earlier this year. And that one, as I recall, the shooters were stopped by the armed security that was was present at the event. This also plays into the work of John Lott, the scholar who has shown that open carry and concealed carry laws actually reduce violent crime. So, you know, once again, we see President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest of the left Their knee-jerk reaction of let's have more gun control is not just anti-freedom, but it's also anti-fact.
Right, and no question about it. I mean, if the concealed carry were the order of the day in California, in San Bernardino, at that facility where the terrorist event took place, chances are these people would have been cut down rather than allowed to kill some 14 people there. They choose these facilities with the notion in mind that they're going to be able to get away with an act of terror that is significant precisely because the people are not armed. So this whole idea that you should somehow encumber the ability of law-abiding citizens to acquire weapons and for self-defense is just asinine, because it is precisely the absence of concealed carry in those locations that these terrorists depend upon to kill large numbers of people like they did in Paris. And as you point out, that didn't work so well in Texas at the Draw Muhammad competition, when a traffic cop who was a good aim quickly eliminated those people who were going to commit terror there. And they were, like these people, armed to the hilt and in body armor, but that good shot was able to pick them off in short order, and he saved everybody in that facility. That would have been another event, perhaps even more grotesque in the number of deaths there than actually happened in San Bernardino. But shifting gears a little bit, we've got this other situation in the highway bill where there's a provision that allows the IRS to take away passports for people who are delinquent or are believed to be somewhat delinquent in their taxes. Tell us about that. This is something that really should cause a lot of consternation out there.
It should, but it's one line in this really massive highway bill that is being promoted by on a bipartisan basis this week in Congress. I think it's a 5-year extension of the highway programs, and the first one that's passed in several years. It's in there because with the great increase in fuel efficiency, we're spending less on gas because we don't have to fill up our cars that often, which means gas tax revenue is declining, which means the Federal Highway Trust Fund is experiencing shortfalls. Politicians don't want to raise gas taxes, and I don't want them to raise gas taxes either, but they also don't want to cut highway spending. A lot of those funds go to things like buses and even beautification projects, so-called, and bike trails, which may be fine things, but the gas tax isn't supposed to be paying for those. And they don't want to cut that spending. They don't want to return power over transportation to state governments or local governments, much less the private sector. So they're looking for gimmicky offsets to try and raise revenue. And one of the things that Congress does in this situation is they give the IRS new police power and say, oh, we're just cracking down on tax cheats. This is particularly scary because it affects the right of people to travel, American citizens to travel abroad. It's really going to hurt people who live abroad for whatever reasons and still have a passport so they can freely visit the United States, because the IRS is going to particularly look at them, and because they spend most of their time abroad, getting adequate legal representation to challenge this finding in court is going to be tough. My understanding of the provision is it actually allows the IRS to have your passport revoked based on their decision. As with all tax liens, they find you guilty, they apply the punishment, and then if you have the time and money, you can challenge them in court. But you are now bearing the burden of proof, and you are going to have to suffer until that time with this punishment. So this is really just an abhorrent thing. This is the type of thing that we see in totalitarian countries, particularly when the economy gets rough. they will put restrictions on the ability of people to move capital out of the country, to travel out of the country without paying some sort of fine. They'll find excuses like this, and I'm concerned this precedent is going to be used to further burden our right to freely travel. It's interesting that we hear supporters of the Syrian refugee, bringing the Syrian refugees in en masse without a concern as to the cost to the welfare state that might impose on the American taxpayer, talk about that people have a right to free movement into the United States, but there's very little outcry about this infringement on people's right to freely move out of the United States.
And it looks as though, we're going to come up on a break here in a second, but it looks as though the president on the immigration policy side is getting his way. In fact, it looks as though the president will be able to bring in tens of thousands of Syrian refugees into the United States, that Congress has essentially capitulated on that by not opposing the spending bill, which would include a provision that fully funds his immigration plan.
Right. And I think that, there needs to be a balance between the compassion that I think everybody feels looking at women and children and young children fleeing the ISIS, the monsters of ISIS, and the real threat that they may come in. They need to be very carefully vetted, and I think we need to try and strike the right balance. But this passport provision is not striking any balance.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, we don't have Robert with us, unfortunately. He's in Nashville at the Truth About Cancer Awards Gala, but we're here holding down the fort. I've got the good fortune of having with us the newly crowned president of the Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton. I have to call you Mr. President, I guess, now, Norm.
That's true.
But, go ahead.
You can still call me Norm, please.
All right, Norm. So we have this interesting situation where Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, is put on the spot by the media and asked about this event in San Bernardino. And one would expect from a conservative that he would say, well, you know, we have a Second Amendment, and this is further proof why it is necessary that the public avail itself of its Second Amendment rights and be armed, that concealed carry works, and so on. Those things, of course, would be controversial. So instead of even discussing the right, Second Amendment rights, even when pointedly asked whether he would take some step to reduce the availability of weapons to citizens in the country, he shifts direction and says, well, this is a mental health problem. We need to have greater government expansion of programs in the area of mental health, and that will be the solution to this problem. Your thoughts, Norm?
Well, I think that first of all, what most people think of when they hear politicians talk about we need to get guns out of the hands of people with mental health is finding and identifying and taking guns away from those who can be legally judged to be a risk to themselves or others. But already the laws prohibit someone who is adjudicated as a risk from owning firearms. Ryan, it looks like he's supporting his legislation by Representative Tim Murphy of Pennsylvania, Republican representative, would actually create a new bureau in the Department of Health and Human Services and expand Medicaid's spending by, I think it's up $4 billion. Of course, those estimates are always, or at least usually, seriously understate the actual amount of spending to identify and give increase federal involvement in mental health programs. That's odd, considering that Paul Ryan and like most other Republicans has spent the last 4 years talking about how Obamacare shows the failure of increased bureaucracy, federal bureaucracy, trying to manage and solve our health care problems. So is the Republican Party against government intervention in health care, or are they only against it when it's done by President Obama? But if it's done by Paul Ryan and Tim Murphy, that's okay. The other thing I think that the listenership needs to consider in the gun control context is when we talk about mental health, again, we're not talking about people who have been found in a court of law to be a danger to themselves or others. We are talking about, we see veterans, thousands of veterans have been denied their right to keep and bear arms because a VA bureaucrat has checked a box that says that they have a mental health problem. That is this proposal. A lot of so-called conservatives seem to be lining up behind is allowing that to happen to every United States citizen. If you're depressed because you're going through a divorce, because you had a death in the family, because Hillary Clinton was elected president, whatever, and you seek counseling to deal with your depression, Under this plan, under some of the legislation, again, being proposed by so-called pro-Second Amendment conservatives, you will lose your right to keep and bear arms for the rest of your life. So we have kind of a conflict with two bedrock conservative libertarian principles in what is being proposed by Republicans. One, the respect for the Constitution, and two, get government out of health care.
Well, Norm, we're at the end of the program. Thank you so much, as usual. Once again, congratulations on becoming president of the Campaign for Liberty. And guess who will be back with us next week? None other than Robert Scott Bell. So see you then. And I suppose there'll be more programming coming up in the next hour.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.